We're doing Likutei Moharan, the first speech, and the focus was the verse Tmimei Derech Ha'olchim B'Torat Hashem, those that are whole in their path, they go on the Torah of Hashem. And he had said that Torah is the way that all the requests and prayers are accepted, and the Chen and Chashivut of the Jewish people get uplifted through the Torah. And he's going to explain. Ki Isha Yisraeli, for the Jewish man, the Israelite, צריך תמיד להסתכל בהשכל של כל דבר, has to always look at the thought of each thing, ולקשר עצמו על החוכמה והשכל שיש בכל דבר. And to connect himself with the wisdom, with the seichel that is in each thing. כדי שיעיר לו השכל שיש בכל דבר, להתקרב להשם יתברך על ידי אותו דבר. So that each thing, the seichel that's in it, will shine on him, and as such, he will come close to Hashem through that object, through that thing. Ki ha-sechel hu or gadol, for the sechel is really a great light, u'meir lo b'chol drachav, and it gives him light in all his paths. Kmo shekatuv, like the pasuk says, chochmat adam teir panav. A man's wisdom shines up his face. V'ze b'chinat Yaakov, and this is really the aspect of Yaakov. Ki Yaakov zachah l'bchora. Yaakov merited to have the rights to the b'chora shu reishit, that he is the first, the beginning. Shu b'chinat chochma, that the concept of being first, the concept of b'chora, is the concept of wisdom. Kmo shekatuv, like the pasuk says, reishit chochma. The first thing is wisdom. So v'ze b'chinat v'yakveni ze fa'amayim. And this goes with the concept that Esav wailed. He's done me over twice. V'targum unklus. Unklus says, what does it mean? He's done me over twice. V'chakemani. He outsmarted me twice. V'ze b'chinat shemesh. This is the concept of shemesh, the sun. Ki ha-sechel hu mi'ir lo b'chol drachav k'mo ha-shemesh. For the sechel gives him light, shines his path, like the sun shines our path. V'ze b'chinat v'och tzadikim k'or noga olech v'orad nechon hayom. And that is the concept of the path of the righteous is like the sunlight that gets stronger till the midday. V'ze b'chinat chet l'shon chiyut. That is the concept of the letter ches. We say chen is ches nun. So the letter ches corresponds to chayut, to life. So what we say, let's just set up the chain, the links again. He said that an Israelite has to look at the seichel of each thing to connect himself to the wisdom and seichel of each thing. And when he does that, then the seichel gives him light to connect, to come close to Hashem through that thing. Why? So now he explains. The seichel is a great light that gives the person light for his path. And that is the p'china of Yaakov. Yaakov got the rights to the beginning, to the first, to the b'chora. And the first is the concept of wisdom. So again, we connect to the seichel. Seichel is great light. Light is Yaakov. Because, how is light Yaakov? Because Yaakov merited to b'chora, to be first. First is the concept of wisdom. Wisdom is, we see what Yaakov has. That's what Esav says. He outsmarted me. He was more wise than me twice. And wisdom is sun, because we say that just like the seichel gives us light to see the way we go, just like the sun gives light to mankind. And that's what the pasuk means, that the path of the tzaddikim is like the sun, that it gets brighter and brighter. Till here we're together. V'ze b'chinat chet. And this is the concept of the letter ches. We say the chen is ches nun, gets uplifted when a person deals in Torah. So chen is composed of a ches and a nun. Ches, we call that letter ches from the term chiyut, life. Ki ha-chokhma v'ha-sechel hu ha-chiyut shel kol davar. The wisdom, the seichel, is really the life of anything. Kmo shekatuv, like the pasuk says, ha-chokhma techayet be'aleh. The wisdom gives a person its owner life. Ach mechamat she'or ha-sechel gadol me'od, but being that the light of the seichel is so great, I efshar lizkot elav ki iman yedei b'chinat nun. You can't attain that light unless you have the aspect of the letter nun. What is nun? Nun is shehu b'chinat malchut. Nun is the aspect of kingship. Kmo shekatuv lifnei shemesh yinon shmo. That before the sun, his name is Yinon. Rashi explains that Yinon is a concept of Malchus. Yinon means kingship. Upiresh Rashi l'shon Malchut. The Zeh, in this, the Nun, which is kingship, is Bchinat Levana. Because the word Yinon means one who will rule. Non means to rule. We think of Nun as a letter, but the word Nun, Rashi says, is its own root, which means rulership. Vezeh b'chinat levana. And this is the concept of the levana, the moon, ki alvana in la oma atzma. The moon doesn't have its own light. Kim shem kabelet, ma shem kabelet ma shemesh. The moon only has the light that it reflects from the sun. Vezeh b'chinat malchut. This is the concept of kingship. What's a king? People appoint him as a king. A person who's standing alone isn't a king. You can't be a king over your own island. You're a king when you have subjects. On its own, it has nothing. The nun only has what it gets from the ches. We said ches is the light, ches is the life, ches is the wisdom. But we can't see the wisdom directly. We can't see the light. It's blinding for us. So we see it only as a reflection off of the nun. And the nun is like the king. The king gets everything from the people. His throne is contingent on the subjects. Shehi b'chinat chokhmah, we said the nun gets everything from the ches. The ches is the concept of wisdom. B'chinat shemesh, which is sun, like we said earlier. V'nasa o'ar v'na ko'ar chama. So the light of the moon is like the light of the sun. The nun is reflecting the wisdom of the ches. Aval mi sheino mikasher atzmo al ha'sechem v'chokhmah v'achiyut sheyesh b'chol davar. So should we pick up here next time? Should we pause here? Okay, but till here we were together? Okay, so go ahead and meet someone, be in touch. Kol tov, have a great day.